This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
Hey, we are going into a big celebration right now. We are joined in the studio by two of our wonderful well presenters. It is Joy's weekly show for the latest on mental health, HIV and sexual health, and the overall health and well-being of our rainbow communities. And I need to do this.
Yeah, you certainly do. Congratulations on your 900th episode.
900 shows. That is huge.
I don't have that one. I only have the drum roll.
That's right, I've got this one.
It'd be especially huge if it was just if it had been our personal 900th show that we'd done it 900 times. But no.
We've been around for a while, Rach, but we're not quite that old yet.
And now we do have Rachel and Michael in the studio, two of the team from Well. Let's kick off the questions with how long have you both been with the team? Rachel, we'll start with you.
Well, I think it must be about 4 years now, maybe
that
a little bit longer.
Right.
Yeah. So basically what happened was we just decided that we needed to have, I guess, a bit more sort of a broad, diverse voices, and our team changed in a way that allowed us to do that. So I came on board. And you, Michael? Longer,
I've been around for a little bit longer. I joined the team in 2016. I was working in the Sexually Adventurous Men's Project, so working with our kink and fetish communities. And now I work primarily with people like overseas-born men who have sex with men, because in Victoria we're seeing a bit of a divergent epidemic. You know, our people like myself, cis, white, community-connected men aren't acquiring HIV at the same rates that people, you know, that move from overseas, don't have access to Medicare, those kinds of community. So yeah, it's a bit of a changing landscape, I guess.
Wow. So 900 shows, roughly a show a week. Mm. How many years does that mean Well has been running?
We're not that smart to work it out.
Well, it's a bit of a movable feast. We had a bit of a fun couple of days going through the archives at Thorn Harbour Health, and it's we've been present on Joy in various capacities under different umbrellas. So Well as we know it launched in 2005, Rach?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
2nd of June 2005.
2nd of June 2005.
Which we just found out yesterday.
However, there were a couple of other iterations of the program in various capacities. So there was a program called, lovingly called the T-Cell Variety Hour, which was all about the lives and experiences of HIV-positive men.
Yeah.
And before that, there was a program that we still can't find out who the host was, so we might have to go back through the archives, Positive Life. And one of the guests we found from our archive was Macca from SatMag.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Rachel, tell me, how did you become involved and why?
Well, I guess, look, I have a... Showing my age here, but I actually have
You're amongst friends.
I actually have been in radio for a long time off and on. I was actually at Joy with a show called The Lipstick Lounge back when Joy was above the hardware shop in South Melbourne.
I remember that, yeah.
And then I left, was at the ABC for years, then came back, was in queer media. But then I, you know, went to Thorn Harbour, hadn't done media for a few years. And I guess I was really itching to get back in. And so when the team were like, come on board, I was like, absolutely.
Was that roughly around, you said it was about 4 years ago, was that roughly around the time it turned into Thorn Harbour Health from Victorian AIDS Council? Is my timeline on the...
It was, yeah.
You came in just after we changed our name, is that right? You weren't in the VAC era? I can't recall.
I was at the tail end of the VAC.
The very tail end.
There you go.
So we've been Thorn Harbour Health now branded as such for 5 years. So it must be about 5 years you've been with us.
Hey! Okay.
Yeah. Michael, how do you keep it relevant? I mean, obviously you keep it relevant because you're across things, but when you're looking forward, are you reactive?
A little bit of everything. So we have kind of, in terms of our operations, we have a certain amount of planning that we do to address things that we know are up and coming in community. Those are really easy to forecast when we're looking at things like policies that are going to be implemented. But we are kind of reactive if something comes up. So for instance, you know, we went through the dark times a couple of years ago where COVID came out of nowhere. And then not long after that, monkeypox kind of came out of nowhere. Mm. So we had to kind of be on the front foot to make sure that we were being reactive and sharing the most accurate, up-to-date information with our community. So it's really fun. It's a really fun program to do.
It is a fun program, and it is so educational. I have learned so much from Well, Well, Well over the almost 10 years that I've been at Joy. Prior to that, I had little to no education on the community, sexual health, things facing our community.
And that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Joy.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rachel and Deeksy, and we're joined in the studio by Rachel and Michael from Well, 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 celebrating 900 shows.
Woo! Can Pretty you
incredible.
That?
It's a whole lot of shows.
And we lined it up so beautifully. It's 900 episodes tomorrow, today.
And special day.
Yeah, yeah. And it's also World AIDS Day.
So, and Joy's 30th birthday.
Yeah, it's and everything. The 40th year of Thorn Harbour Health as an organisation.
It's all coming together.
It's coalesced together just so beautifully.
The universe is
18 and a half years ago.
Yeah. How did you manage to do that? No. In the years that you've both been part of the show, I imagine there have been lots of highlights. You wouldn't have done every show together because you've got an awesome team, which is phenomenal. Michael, going to you first, what is one of the highlights that you've had through Well, Well, Well?
Well, we were just talking today about how we all bring our kind of our own portfolio, so our wealth of experience to the table. And quite often we love to pair up someone with subject matter experience with a co-host that kind of comes along with the journey for them and plays the novice, I guess. And so we had an interview a couple of months ago where our co-presenter Jacinta and I were talking about endometriosis and adenomyosis, which you would think predominantly affects people with a uterus because that's kind of area of the body that that's prevalent in. But we were talking with Mon, our guest, about how it actually impacts people of all genders and sexualities, and that cis men, someone like myself, can experience adenomyosis or endometriosis, which was just mind-blowing that I'd never considered that this health matter could impact me.
In that episode, did you talk, like, are there causes of to develop things like endo and adenomyosis?
I know, that was half
There's
of the episode.
There's always an extra syllable than you think.
Half of the episode was us trying to pronounce adenomyosis, which was quite difficult. Yeah, there's a lot of different things that impact how it presents in the body, but there's also a lot of unknowns still about it, a lot of research that needs to go on, particularly amongst people who aren't ordinarily would experience adenomyosis. So for cis men like myself, we don't necessarily know everything about how it presents. So yeah, a lot of research still needs to go on in that space.
Fascinating.
I guess it's also very important that you focus on Well, 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 give follow-up for people. So, you know, you talk about a subject, but you always finish up by saying, if you'd like to know more, if you want to go further into the subject, if this is affecting you.
And the beauty of the modern age is that we have our beautiful podcast that goes along with our program. Yeah. So we have this kind of like library that we can just dump on people to say, if you want more information, go here, go here, go here, go here. We've got all of these beautiful resources at the end of every episode in the podcast. It's wonderful.
Now, have all of you worked within Thorn Harbour Health to be able to make it onto Well, 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 or do you grab people from different areas of health and wellness?
Yeah, so our main team is all Thorn Harbour Health employees, but we really rely on the wealth of experience of community advocates, researchers, everyone in the community to kind of bring their level of experience on. We aren't the experts in everything, so we like to offer up the opportunity for people that are doing research into trans health or into HIV research, cure research, to come on and educate us as well as educating the community.
Could you
as well.
Educate me on Thorn Harbour Health? Because before joining Joy, I was not aware of that facility.
So Thorn Harbour Health is, we were just saying, has now into its 40th year. Started originally as the Victorian AIDS Action Committee before becoming the Victorian AIDS Council, which we abbreviated to VAC just for simplicity's sake. But we've been Thorn Harbour Health now for 5 years, starting in really the root cause of us was to respond to the HIV and AIDS epidemic. Since then, the organization has just grown into covering trans health, into PrEP and HIV, which remains a lot of what we still do today, alcohol and other drug services, community support. We do a vast variety of different things.
Now, Rachel, I'd love to ask you, in your maybe nearly 5 years on Well, 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 what has been a highlight for you?
An interview that Caleb Hawke and I did with David Menadue, who many of our listeners would know, HIV/AIDS activist and just living legend. We did this extraordinary interview that took up the whole course of the hour of the show that had basically was David's journey as an activist from the beginning of his diagnosis and through to what he does now. We were in tears. We were laughing. Aww. It was the most moving interview that I've ever done. And it was just extraordinary to hear, you know, even, you know, through all of David's health issues, just that level of fight. He's so motivational. He's such an inspiration. And we just came out of it sort of changed.
I'd love to hear that. Is that available?
It is.
What, certainly. What podcast number? Do you know what that might be?
Oh, goodness.
Putting you on a spot. Could you find out?
We might have to DM it across to you and you can link it in your podcast. Yeah.
I'd like to do that because people would like to hook onto that and I certainly would.
The most amazing thing about Google as well is you can put in well, and the name of a subject, and a lot of the time the Joy podcast will come up.
And because we've done 900 episodes now, sometimes we're like, oh, when did we last do this? And we have to use it to figure out.
To find out.
Oh, we actually had this guest on 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago.
So, yeah, incredible. Okay, so tonight, the big 900th show, with tomorrow being World AIDS Day, what is going to be happening on the show tonight?
We are having a bit of a retrospective, I guess. We have had 900 episodes and we were talking about, you know, it is World AIDS Day tomorrow, which is, you know, so pivotal for Joy. That's when Joy was born. It's the reason that Thorn Harbour exists. So we thought we'd revisit not just our HIV history, but some of those things that we've been talking about today. So what's been really impactful for us as presenters? What have been some of the most important episodes and topics? And looking forward into the future, what does the next 900 episodes of Well look like? And what does the sexual health of our community look like into the future?
Yeah. Hopefully, great.
That's great.
Positive outcomes all around, and we wouldn't be where we're at without educators like yourself. So thank you for all of the work that you do. You can hear the 900th episode of Well tonight at 9 o'clock.
Thank
Very
you
easy to remember. 9 at 9.
So much for coming in, Rach, and thank you so much indeed, Michael. And more power to you both.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.